We honor you and we honor you. We thank you, God, for this another day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on his great name, Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on his great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, tell me, who can stand before us when we call on his great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, 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 wonderful Jesus, 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 mighty Jesus, 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 holy Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, we have the victory. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What an awesome God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a worthy God we serve. What a worthy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a worthy God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. On this What a Mighty God We Serve Monday, we give you the praise, God. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Thank you for bringing us into a new day, a new month, a new week, God. And we speak, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. We're going to stomp on the devil's head this morning. Victory is mine. Say it. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, what did you tell him? Get thee behind and stay there. Victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Why? 'Cause joy today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. It's nothing like peace. Peace is mine, the peace of God. Peace today is mine, the peace that passes all understanding. I told Satan to get thee behind, 'cause peace today is mine. Healing is mine, it's our portion. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Healing today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I told Satan to get thee behind. I told Satan to get thee behind. Won't you tell him? I told Satan to get thee behind. Why? Because victory today is mine.
Oh, thank you. Bless the name of Jesus. Victory today is mine. Yes, yes, yes. This is Dr. Pakola here in Woodbridge, Virginia, thanking God for the Master's Call family. As we are gathered here this morning, we are gathered in the name of Jesus, giving him the praise, the honor, and the glory, for he is worthy of all things. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Yes, yes, yes. Father, we thank you and we praise you on this day. On this day, God, we thank you and we magnify you because you are God all by yourself. And you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. So we pause to honor you this morning on this mighty, powerful, victorious Monday, the first Monday in August, the first Monday in the eighth month of 2022. God, we say thank you. Oh, holy God, we move this flesh out of the way so that you can have your way. Your perfect will be done as your word come forth today is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, holy God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and we thank you some more. We are so grateful this morning. Yes, indeed, you guys, I'm here to tell you that this is the eighth month, can you believe that we are moving right along, of 2022. Glory be to God. As I come to you this morning, I'm going to come to you reflecting on the seventh month. Why? Oh, if you've been on this call at all this, during July, you know what that month was. A month of celebration of my life, a month of my giving God thanks. Oh, my goodness. And as I came to the end of the month, I had to realize that my real gratefulness comes from my ability to breathe. So if all of you would just take a moment and take a deep breath. In honor of my birth month, as we ended it on yesterday, oh, and listen to the fact that as we breathe in, recognizing without the breath of God, there would be no life. As we breathe in today, we are breathing in, giving God thanks. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus that, oh, my God, it's you that we come and we praise you for all that you have done. And I am praising him today that I am able to breathe and not just breathe, but breathe deeply. As you look at my background today, those of you who are on Facebook, you can see that I've been intentionally with nothing in my background. I have it all clean, all white, because I want you to know that today is a brand new day. Hey, oh, glory be to God. Number 8 means new beginning. I want you to write on your wall what you want to write on your wall. That is another sermon all by itself. I'm going to put a peg there. I'm going to ask that you go with me to the scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. Yes, I can hear my dear Dr. Vanessa saying, what? This is the love chapter, girl. What are you doing? Oh, I thank God for her, my dear sister, and we're going to talk a little bit more about her later on today. But God, I thank you this morning for this TMC family and this great staff that we have here. And I'm going to get right into the word because I only have a few moments to give it to you this morning, and I have a lot that I want to say, and I know that I won't say it all. If indeed I had to give you a scripture, a subject this morning, after reading the scripture, it would be a month of progressive revelation. A month of progressive revelation. The 13th chapter here in 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to read from the Message Bible. You all know I really love all of the words, but I like this one. If I speak with human elegance, I say I'm going to talk a little bit about me as we are testifying. Why? Because we overcome by the words of our testimony. And I'm going to attempt to read it all without preaching it as I'm going. If I speak with human elegance and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, ooh, God, revealing all of his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor, you all know I love, give it, help me, and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but don't love, now that's something right there, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt, completely bankrupt without love. Why? Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut its stuff, doesn't have a swell big head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, I gotta have my way, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't reveal when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always for everything, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues going in. Yes, it will. Understanding will reach its limit. Oh, yes. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. Incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. Now, when I was an infant, at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like an infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't see things clearly. We are squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly just as he knows us. But for right now, y'all, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extraordinarily, and the best of these three is love. Well, you guys, as I engage the text today, I want to take a little time and brag on our Holy Father. I want to take just a little time to share with you what God has been for me, what he has done for me, what he is doing with me, through me, during my birth month. Now, on July 1st, I had a declaration which was given to me and I used throughout July, and it says, July is going to be a big month for you, Pecola. You will experience consecutive wins, healing, unexpected blessings, growth, financial freedom, and spiritual insight. I declare, nothing about your life, girl, is going to remain the same. Yeah, you will receive, you're going to receive that which you have been waiting for and praying for, so get ready for it. Well, as I retrace the days of July, I can truly say that this declaration has turned me around, set me down, stood me up, and caused my joy bells to ring in a way whereby I laughed out loud. I had some ugly, ugly, snotty cries. I shouted hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, Halad, Yadad, Barak, Todad, and Shabbat, all during the month of July. Hey, glory be to God. And as much as I want to see life, as much as I really want to see life as it as black and white in the shades of black and white, as much as I want issues to be either right or wrong, as often as I can, I share the word of God with those who would listen. And as much as I would like for this Bible, this scripture, this powerful word that God gives me to be released so I could just go in and whip the hell out of folks and say, sit down and listen to me because what I'm saying is right. Don't you understand? If you don't get it the way I'm saying, you're going to go straight to hell and you're going to burn forever. Yes, you are. As much as I would love to do all of that, oh my God, I had to stop. God stopped me, slowed me down, said, I want you to realize that there are indeed shades of gray in the midst of that black and white. And in the midst of the grays, the G-R-E-Ys and the G-R-A-Ys, there still are shades of grays in the grays. And so it took me to the scripture right now, you guys, that 12th verse, which I really, really love. I said, God, what are you saying to me? He said, you think you know. I know you want to know. You think that you got it all wrapped up in it. As I'm looking at the news and I'm looking at how we are so divided and divided in division on top of division over issues and things of life that we have nothing in the end, we are going to be the judge of it. God said, you aren't going to judge anything. I'm the judge. I'm the one. The thing that I told you to do, you aren't even doing. You aren't trying to do it. You aren't promoting it. Come here, girl. The thing that I want you to do more than I want you to preach and prophesy and speak in tongues. The thing that I really want you to do, hallelujah, more than give and you love giving. The thing that I really am calling you to do, Pecola, Fleming, Roberts, is to love my people. Oh, love my people. Love your people, Lord. Start out by loving yourself. Takes me back to the 12th verse. For now we see in mirrors dimly. Dimly. But then face to face. Now we know in part. I don't care how brilliant you are and what your profession is. You don't know it all. And I shall, now in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. The Lord says, if I were to let you know as much as you would love to know, you would not connect yourself with the purpose for which I have you here on this earth. Your desire would be to leave here and leave here quickly. You would not want to go out and love and pray. If I were to let you see all that you think that you want to see. Oh, glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This indeed was a month for me to have what I call progressive revelation. The Lord has revealed so much to me during this month, not only about the grace within the grace and how to accept people and love people where they are and not try to make them be who I want them to be, and to recognize that the greatest gift that he has given all of us is the gift of choice, and none of us have a right to take that gift away. He says, I gave that gift so tough until I want you to understand that you have a choice to live or to die. I gave the gift. You have a choice to live a saved, sanctified, holy life to the best of your ability, or you can go in the streets and live a hellish life. It's up to you. You have the gift of choice. As I go through my testimony this morning, I want you to understand that July came in with a bang. A party is not a party without gifts, right? I got many gifts. But in the end, the Lord reminded me, I gave you the greatest gift. Oh, I love you so much. It's so wonderful receiving this gift. I want you to understand. I loved every card. Thank you, Minister Willa. I loved every, this outfit that my sister sent me and the jury. I love receiving gifts. I do. The money, honey. I tell people, send me money. I know how to buy my own gifts. If you don't know, don't struggle. Just send me, just cash at me. Come on. Come on with the come on. However, when I stopped and I reflected and I said again, progressive revelation, God revealed to me the real meaning of gift giving. Oh, that's a whole different idea. And I heard you, Prophet Kathy, you better not try to open that up right now. That's going to take us too long. Come on and give us these other points you got. Gift giving. Gifts. 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 I don't like a stingy spirit because God gave his best in his son. And he said, you can't beat me giving. The little song we used to sing down in Monticello, Mississippi at Spring Hill Missionary Baptist Church. You can't beat God's giving. No matter how you try, You can't be God-given, and I'm a giver. I love giving. But in spite of all that I give, I never could give up Elisha David Roberts Sr. for you all sin. If I had to voluntarily give him up, I'd say, no, sir, Lord Jesus. No, sir, no, sir. The next thing, as we're celebrating, we love food. Oh, man, we love food. If you went to a party and they didn't have food, what would you do? Hey, either you would go out and get some or you would say, this is no party. Yeah, party. Let us decide what we are going to do about the food. And so when I start eating all of this chicken and all of the youth, I'm going to put some pictures out here. You'll see a lot of eating going on in July. But in the midst of all of that, who have ever heard of coming to a party where you're just fasting, turning down the plate, or just saying, we're going to do the Daniel fast. But in the midst of my month, in the midst of July, God called us to a 10-day quarterly fast and had me to do accountability partners and 10 days of fasting, 10 days of turning down our plates and denying ourselves of those things and delicacies that we absolutely love. And Dr. Vanessa and I both took it to another level. As leaders, you lead from the front when you are front leaders like she and I are. We lead from the front. So we took it a step further and just did liquids for the 10 days, okay? And we prayed, not any time of the day, but we were up at 4:45. She's up at 4. I told her she's older than me in the spirit with that. Go right on. I got up at 4:45. We prayed from 5 to 6. And I'm here to tell you, God gave some revelations. Did I say this was the month of progressive revelations? Well, as the month progressed, as the month went forward, things began to be revealed to me and unveil themselves unto me so I could better understand how we are to live out the rest of this year. Yes, I hear you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I will not finish. However, I want to lay the foundation for you, and you can build your own house. I don't care how many gifts you get. I don't care how great a food you may eat until you are eating the spiritual food of God, hallelujah, until you are being nourished by his word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. If that's the only scripture you know, and I know that's not true for you all because you are early, but I want you to use whatever words you have, hallelujah. My most favorite verse in the Bible, and everybody know it, comes out of Isaiah 43:18. Who knows me? Behold, I am doing a brand new thing in you. And as I'm bragging about God, he came and brought brand new things into my life, brand new people, brand new opportunities, brand newness of things for me to see life differently, dropping the scales from my eyes, reminding me of things that were, are now, and still will be in the future, very important. Lord, have mercy. 2 more minutes, and I got to roll on out of here. This one, I'm calling all of you to. I wrote a book, Rest Is a Spiritual Thing. I want you to understand, God called me to rest days. Well, the phone go off, the TV, I don't have one, the computer, the iPad, everything goes down. And he said, sit your happy hip down. When the Jezebels of life come after you as they did as Elijah, God took him to a place of rest, and not one time but twice he told him, he said, sit down and rest in me, rest and hear me, rest, R-E-S. Rest. For those of you who know me, you know I'm a person on the move. That is one thing that I don't like to do. I'd rather be about doing something. I'm about the scripture that says, be about your father's business and get it done quickly. Hallelujah. But God says, R-E-S-T. I know that there are so many things that must be done. There are so many things that I know that you would have me to do, Lord. How am I to rest and move at the same time? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I bring about those things that I want to bring about. You don't make it happen. Pecola, with all of your work, with all of your movement, with all of your manipulation, and you don't make it work. I said, sit your happy hip down. So I had to rest. I had to sit. I had pregnant pauses where I had to reexamine purpose. I said, oh my God, thank you for letting me know that I am never too old to reproduce new parts of myself. Oh, Lord, new parts of myself.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Pecola, for that powerful message of encouragement and your calls to action that the Lord has downloaded into your spirit. We hear your compassion, and we honor and respect you on this day. May the Lord continue to strengthen and empower you day by day. Well, family, we thank each and every one of you for joining the Master's Call, and we'll ask Dr. Pecola to come back in a few moments with the benediction. This is indeed a powerful, mighty Monday and an inspirational Monday. And for those who would like to join the Monday morning inspirational call immediately after this call, please dial in to 667-770-1525 with the PIN 294-617. Once again, 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. We want to thank our awesome greeter, Minister Keisha Lee, for seating and greeting us in our virtual sanctuary this morning. We want to also thank our psalmist, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, my dear friend of many, many years. I've known her for as long as I can remember. Bless you all, and let's pray, and after we pray, I'll yield the mic back to Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts. Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We come before you with all that we have. Lord, we come before you with all of our victories and our defeats. We come before you bringing our family and our loved ones, our coworkers, our friends, our extended family, and even those that whom we do not know. We bring their requests before you, Lord. We ask that you continue to allow us to meditate on you, on the very essence of you, on the greatness of you, as we look around our daily life in awe of what you have created, that no man, woman, or child can duplicate. They can try to expand and make better. They can try to improve on your creation, but they can never outdo the Creator. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless each and every individual on this call today, those who have joined early this morning and those who were unable to join. We invite each and every one of you to invite someone to the Master's Call. Give them the contact information so they can reach out on our website, themasterscall.net, or just reach out to one of our leadership team members, and we'll be more than glad to pray with them. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on the Master's Call today. I am your host, Ruth Smith, here in Atlanta. Dr. Pecola, may you come back and give us the benediction.
I think, did I do all this preaching and nobody heard it but me?
I heard you.
Okay. Well, can you come and give me some announcements right now?
Yes, ma'am. I just gave the announcement. I'm ready for you to do the benediction.
Okay. I knocked the phone off, I guess. All righty. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, I surely love and appreciate you this morning, and thank you for what you have done and all of the team this morning. I pray that the word of my little testimony will encourage you to be prepared to share your testimony, and it definitely does for Minister Ruth Smith. She gives some powerful, powerful testimonies. Okay, this morning I really want you to, right after I say the benediction, is to go over to MMC because we are going to have, if I am saying it right about now, I think that it is going to be Minister Thomas is going to, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Everett is going to give us our word over there, and Pastor and my dear sister is always there giving us exactly what we need over at the MMC. So we are going to ask that you come over. Pastor Vanessa, I don't have that number. Somebody needs to give it to me so we can give that number right quick. And then I'm going to give you a blessing as you leave here today. You all, I am so happy that God has allowed me to live one more year. Yes, he has. And if you will truly understand that you are here for a purpose, and it stands on the love of God that you're going to share with others. The number for the MMC call is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. Our PIN is 294617. 294617 pound. Father God, as we prepare to leave this place today, as we acknowledge your presence with us, we leave here sharing your love wherever we go. We leave here saying thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done for us, doing for us, and will continue to do for us. And we ask that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we go out to represent you in this world of darkness. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Go out, everybody, and have a super fantastic day. Know that I love, 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 and appreciate you. Bye-bye.